With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
I am humbled beyond belief to stand before you tonight as your next representative.
Republican Matt Van Epps, winner of a special election for a seat in the U.S. House from Middle Tennessee's 7th Congressional District.
To President Donald J. Trump, thank you, sir. Your endorsement made the difference, and I will never forget it.
Van Epps defeated Democrat Afton Bain to keep the seat in GOP hands. Defense Secretary Hegseth defending a follow-up military strike on a suspected drug-running boat off the coast of Venezuela.
During a cabinet meeting with President Trump, Hegseth said that he did not see survivors in the water after the initial strike was conducted in early September.
The thing was on fire. It was exploded in fire or smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war.
Hegseth said he was not in the room when the second strike was launched, but he staunchly defended Navy Vice Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley's decision-making.
Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
Lawmakers have announced congressional reviews of the U.S. military strikes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
While describing the U.S.-Russia talks as constructive, a top Kremlin aide says there have been no breakthroughs toward ending the war in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin met yesterday with U.S. presidential envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner at the Kremlin. Putin advisor says territorial issues key to ending the war have yet to be ironed out. Not guilty, the plea entered on behalf of an Afghan national charged with murder and assault for last month's shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. First major snowstorm of the season has left up to a foot of snow on the ground in some parts of the Northeast. The storm's impact felt from Ohio all the way up into Maine. Wall Street, Dow futures, 73 points higher. This is SRN News. The U.S. will no longer commemorate World AIDS Day.
President Trump has instructed federal offices to stop spending taxpayer dollars on the event, which has come to be seen as something that promotes the LGBT agenda. The administration says it will continue helping in the global fight against the disease, but will skip the commemorative aspects. Before winning his second term, the president vowed to stop spending money on promoting the LGBT agenda after hearing from many angry constituents. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Texas law that takes effect tomorrow is designed to keep males out of female restrooms in certain government-owned buildings and schools. Republicans worked for more than a decade to pass the so-called bathroom bill, which requires people to use the restroom, shower, or changing room matching their actual biological sex. The bill does not include any specific guidelines for enforcement and does not punish an individual for using a public facility that does not match their sex. SRN News. Well, you talk about high egg prices. This one, a rare Fabergé egg crafted for Russia's royal family, is sold for more than $30 million.
The egg auction by Christie's in London on Tuesday was just one of seven remaining in private hands. It's made from rock crystal with a snowflake motif of platinum and 4,500 tiny diamonds. It opens to reveal a basket of jeweled quartz flowers. The egg was commissioned by Tsar Nicholas II in 1913 as a present for his mother. It changed hands several times and was believed lost until it was auctioned in 1994. It shattered the previous record of $18.5 million paid for another Fabergé egg in 2007. Keith Peters, Washington.
Retailer Costco is going to court, demanding refunds on tariffs it has already paid. More details at SRNNews.com.